Yes, and very excited about this third-party fundraiser, which is going to be awesome.
Okay, and introduce your third-party fundraising personnel to us here today.
Sure. We have Jesse here. He's the owner of the Fire Hall, and this is his brainchild, is the Cranbrook Burger Month, so I'd love for him to tell everybody about it.
Okay, good. How is Burger Month going to roll out then, Jesse?
So it's all month long, and it's really, an idea of my management group, but really it's become a Cranbrook restaurant collaboration, and there's 10 different restaurants involved, and everybody designs some incredible burgers. They're off-menu burgers, so they'll only be available for this month. They're $20 burgers that come with a side, and $10 from everyone sold goes to the Not Alone campaign.
Very good. I guess we don't have a list in front of us, but we will get one of all the other participating restaurants, and this will go on for about how long then, Brenna?
It runs for the whole month of March, I believe. So there's 10 restaurants. We're really encouraging everyone to get out and try out all 10. I've talked to people already that have been down to the Fire Hall and other restaurants, and they say the burgers are just delicious. So
how are we doing on the target for trying to keep the funds coming in for the Not Alone campaign?
It's been really good. We kicked it off on November 1st, and to date we've raised about $500,000. Donations have slowed down a little bit in January there, so we're hoping to kick it off, and I think this is just amazing that so many business owners in town are jumped on board with this initiative.
I would think every business owner, too, probably has a little bit of a different way they're going to be serving the burgers or at least presenting them on a menu. How does it work at the Fire Hall if people come in? Is it actually on the menu, or will people know when they come in what the feature burger is?
Oh, gosh. People have definitely been knowing about it. It was our hope to sell between 10 and 15 per day per restaurant, and yesterday Fire Hall sold 55. So in one day between the, you know, our customers and the citizens of Cranbrook, just one restaurant raised $550. And it's also our hope that the added exposure, like the other restaurants have done a great job of getting it out on their social media, and, you know, hopefully more people are talking about the Not Alone campaign, and hopefully that just helps out Brenna and their fundraising efforts.
Is it close to you for any reason in particular, or are there people that are close to you that you know could benefit from it then?
Well, yeah, the way I look at the Not Alone campaign is all about sort of supporting youth mental health primarily, and we've had some personal experiences with that and some family experiences with that, and some folks that aren't around that used to be and that we really miss. So this one is it hits close to home, and we're definitely happy to back this cause, as were all of the other restaurants. Everybody really rallied to the cause.
I ask you that because I know what's going on at Christmas every year in the past, so that's where that one goes to. Brenna, so we'll just kind of keep fundraising again. Do you have a targeted goal for this one or not?
For this one, well, Jesse set the goal for $25,000 for all the restaurants to come together, and I know everybody in Cranbrook, they're going to knock it out of the park. They do every single time. So this, though, I'm super excited just to see the collaboration. It really is amazing, and a huge thank you to Jesse and all the restaurant owners, because this is huge, and like Jesse said, it's so important to get the word out, and that's really what we want to do. This is urgent. This Foundry Center, it's urgent. We're losing more and more youth to mental health issues and substance use. So for me, this is such an important cause, the most important cause I've ever worked for, and I'm looking forward to raising. We have $900,000 left to raise, and I know we're going to do it.
Yeah, we're just super happy to be on board, and it seems like, you know, based off of how the first couple days have gone, that you all are excited to be on board as well, and we really appreciate that.